A Republican lawmaker from East Tennessee has once again introduced a bill that would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat has been detected. A similar bill failed in 2017 after discussions of its constitutionality. WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports.
The previous bill failed in part because of the lack of support from the anti-abortion group Tennessee Right to Life. The state's attorney general, a Republican, also classified the bill as constitutionally suspect. But Representative Micah Van Hoss says this is something he'll keep pushing until it becomes law.
One of our primary responsibilities as government is to keep our citizens safe, and the killing of our citizens needs to stop. So I am a small government, but I do believe government needs to protect life.
Van Hoss says that there's momentum in the anti-abortion movement, in part due to President Trump's appointments to the courts. But the bill is expected to create debate in the House. Knoxville Democrat Gloria Johnson says she will fight it.
If you don't believe that a woman has complete control over her own health, you don't believe that women are equal. And it is denying equality to deny the woman the control over her own body.
The bill does not yet have a sponsor in the Senate. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.